A Norfolk D-Day veteran will be returning to the sandy beaches of Normandy for the first time since the Second World War to say his final farewells to his fallen comrades. It is also the first time Royal Marine veteran Fred Fitch, 93, has ever got a passport to make the trip to Sword Beach for a D-Day memorial service. Mr. Fitch of Heartsease Norwich has never been back to Normandy since the fateful day in which tens of thousands of men lost their lives during the Normandy landings on June 6, 1944. He was on the first wave of troops that were swept towards Sword Beach by the strong currents in one of the five main landing areas along the Normandy coast. Now, 75 years later, the former landing craft operator will be returning to Normandy for a memorial ceremony at Bayeux Cathedral to pay tribute to his brothers in arms. "Once we landed, the air was yellow with cordite and the stench of explosives was everywhere," he said. "There was constant shouting and barking of orders and the screaming of people in agony as they were maimed and killed. It was enough to traumatise anyone." He said the landing craft beside his got blown up and they had to pull three survivors from the sea, all while they were a sitting target as they had to wait for troops to return in case the landings were a failure. They returned to the ship for more personnel and supplies and made a second landing on the beach, and it was at this moment that Mr. Fitch was hit by shrapnel. They returned back to Southampton for a resupply and to gather more troops before returning to Normandy beaches. Although the fighting had moved inland, they were still getting shelled and battleships were still pounding artillery. "On the beaches were anti-landing devices, as you see in the films," said Mr. Fitch. "The metal devices on the beaches had landmines attached to them, so if you nudged one or touched one, you'd had it. They'd just blow you up and plenty of people died touching these and hiding behind them." Mr. Fitch said the painful memories of war had stopped him from ever returning to Normandy, but he is making the trip now on behalf of those who have died since the war and the Royal Navy, which he has a close connection to. The trip is being organised by former Royal Marine Martin Holmes, 51 of Taverham, and Graham Faulkner, 64 of Thorpe St Andrew, from the Norfolk Royal Marines Association. Branches of the organisation across the country are also arranging trips for veterans, with priority for those that were there on D-Day, as well as serving members. Mr. Holmes said, "The idea came about after Graham and I were discussing the 75th anniversary, as Graham had taken another member across for the 70th anniversary. Graham and I mentioned this to Fred, knowing that he'd probably say no, but this time around we said we would both go with him, and so he agreed, saying it was time to finally say his farewells to his fallen comrades and to see Normandy again after all these years. The timetable of events for the veteran includes a battlefield tour and a visit to Pegasus Bridge. A 22-kilometre yomp with former and serving Marines will retrace the route of the 47 Commando to retell the story of their mission before a national service ceremony takes place in Bayeux British War Cemetery with a Red Arrows display over Port-en-Bessin. Mr. Holmes said, "This is to remember those who gave all and sacrificed themselves so we, today and in the future, can enjoy the freedoms that we have."